This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
I hate that.
And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
The three-day weekend is here. We made it to drinking time, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and I want to toast Metallica for showing up, because I'm going tonight. Toast Metallica again for playing Sunday. Toast Metallica for proving that we've been right for the last 4.5 years that they are playing these dates, because that's how long we've been freaking talking about it. But also, today we toast Baker Tilly of Houston, Texas. Now, Baker Tilly, not a person. Baker Tilly is a national consulting firm, and they were recently hired to create a recruitment brochure for the city of Dallas, which is looking to hire a new city manager. Now, for the cover of the brochure, they were requested to find a, quote, beautiful shot of the Dallas skyline. Well, when the brochure was finally presented to the city council, one member said, quote, I hate this photo. And they weren't alone. The initial reaction from all of the council was very negative, but after several minutes of complaints, they actually figured out why they don't like the cover of the Dallas City Manager recruitment brochure. The picture was of the city of Houston.
Oh.
Just to give you an idea, none of them recognized that initially. They bitched about it. We don't like this angle. We don't like what we're seeing. It doesn't capture the vibe of Dallas. It took them minutes upon minutes before someone said, I don't think this is Dallas. So even the people in the city council don't know what the skyline looks like. Yeah, it was a picture of the
skyline. Because no one goes to downtown Dallas for anything.
Strip clubs.
Not downtown.
Really?
It's Banker. It's oil. It's shut down at 4.
Wow.
No restaurants. I mean, back in the day, nothing. You got to go to Irvin or something or Arlington.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. But either way, this is to recruit a city manager.
They look different. I've been to both cities.
They look,
cities.
To me,
those skylines are different.
You would know the difference between Seattle, which has a big skyline, and Chicago. You would look at Chicago skyline and immediately say, this is not Seattle.
If you ever get a chance, Google the Dallas Beltway system. It is an entirely system built on looking like a penis.
Yeah, it's one giant penis.
It's one giant penis. I don't know if they did that on purpose. Either way.
On some level, they did. But let's drink, bitches. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
So I have a Metallica Labor Day weekend inspired Bad Choice Friday. Obviously, two tunes from Richard Cheese and Pat Boone doing their version of Inner Sandman. Mike, how was the voting?
It was incredibly close, Miles. Mm-hmm. There was 101 votes, which tells me, based on this, because there's only a 1% difference, it came down to a single vote. And at the end of the
day... Are you kidding me?
Yeah, absolutely. 50.5 versus 49.5. And we're going to get a little bit of Richard Cheese.
Oh, no. Mr. Cheese won.
Mr. Mm-hmm. Cheese won.
Here's your winner on a Bad Choice Friday. Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to The Men's Room. 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the men's room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, everybody in here a South Park fan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what would you say is one of the more famous things in South Park?
To me, it's Mr. Hankey.
All right, good call. And that's season one?
Was it one? I know, mean, it was early on.
We were on the air when that first came, so that was 2003.
It was before that. It was before.
I was in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about Mr. Hankey.
No.
Was he before that?
Yes.
He predated all that?
I could be wrong. I feel like Mr. Hankey showed up in like season one or two.
I lived in New Orleans when Mr. Hankey came out. I could not believe what I was seeing, but I was glad that I did.
I thought we were, because I remember Eric was pulling all the bites.
Yeah.
So we were playing all the howdy-ho. So I thought that was his introduction, but apparently I don't know South Park.
He shows up. I always like Tally.
Great character.
But also, I think one of the most memorable episodes is the Casa Bonita episode.
Yeah,
and you went there.
As a child, when I lived in Denver, Colorado, there was a place, Casa Bonita. It's a real place. And if my parents even suggested we might go, we were talking about chores, tell us what you need us to do, we're going to go there. It was a kid's
also,
wonderland.
Also, back to the Cirque du Soleil thing. Didn't they do, like, performance stuff over pools?
There's a guy that dives off the cliffs or this and that.
I don't remember that, but I do remember it was more hands-on stuff for kids. So that, like a rope net that was lateral, so you're over top. You're not climbing up it, you're going
across.
So
interactive, like a medieval times. You still watch, but you can
be involved. Pre-Dave and Buster's. But more recent than medieval times, as far as what you got to do there.
Right. So Trey Parker, Matt Stone, obviously, for the rest of us that didn't grow up in the Denver area, we had never heard of this restaurant. So now they have a documentary series coming out because they bought it.
Yeah.
And they're going to rebuild it. But some of the, it's not going to go as smooth as they think it is.
Oh. Hello. Welcome to Casa Bonita. Anyone's parents divorced?
People call Casa Bonita the Mexican restaurant Disneyland.
When you grew up in Colorado, you just remember how awesome it was.
When I was a kid, there was a dream that one day I could own Casa Bonita.
I am going to Casa Bonita.
There are cliff divers. Caves to explore. It made it feel like a dream.
Creators from South Park purchased the iconic Casa Bonita.
Are you guys just playing around?
No, we are renovating and opening an amazing restaurant.
We've inherited this building that is $4 million for HVAC. New kitchen, that's probably in the two range.
Have you ever seen Kitchen Nightmares?
It's like a possibility that it just never opens.
Yeah, I better go start making some new TV shows.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to try to open any restaurant.
Yes.
Like people, generally, I don't know if it still applies. The rule used to be like any bar or restaurant that opens, right? Like 50% of them will fail in the first year.
Yeah, I think that's about the same.
Right, it's already a super hard industry, but to buy something that big and then find out that it's run down and this and that. I mean, look at the numbers he's talking about. $4 million, $2 million for a new kitchen?
Well, they have it.
But it's not what you want to spend.
But that's still the investment they have to make.
Right, but you budget out what you're willing to spend, but in a place that big, you're right, like, this kitchen's bigger than most kitchens, right? You're feeding hundreds of people at one time.
Correct. Like, look, I'm used to expensive prices for, like, a beer or a cocktail at a sporting event, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're right. They can afford that. But also, there's certain times, like, say, at Formula Un, when you just have sticker shock at the price of, like, a cocktail there. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, we can't buy those.
To me, this is like the action park of restaurants.
It's not that at all.
I mean, Action Park being New Jersey, like the old school thing, like, okay, there's a little danger involved, but this is like the childhood memory, you know?
It's a childhood memory. But Action Park was like the kids were getting hurt. Whereas like here, it's like the performers might get hurt.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the big difference there. But either way, I think that probably they took a lesson from Welcome to Wrexham, right? Where you saw those guys. Like, look, Welcome to Wrexham, credit to them. But, I mean, that soccer club is so far down, right? Mm-hmm. The fact those two famous guys took it over, and like I didn't realize how much they were doing. But when that documentary series comes out, people got interested, they got invested. I mean, hell, those are hard tickets to get now. As if you want to hang out in Wales,
I might hang out, but I feel like that restaurant is a once or twice a year deal.
At best. It is. It really is.
Yeah, and you have to have kids.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese, right? Like correct. You might go twice a year. One time is for someone else's kid's birthday party, and one time is for your kid's birthday party. But man, as a kid, that was, if my parents laid that down, like, dude.
So you knew it? You've heard about
it? You knew it. You absolutely knew it. Right. Every kid in the neighborhood. We never just went as a family. Like, if you said, hey, man, I'm going to Casa Bonilla. By the end of the week, your parents are now on the hook to bring, like, six other kids with you.
Yeah.
It was that place.
Right. It's like a giant alley.
Yes, it is.
Let's see. Nikki Glaser, she's going to host the Golden Globes. I still find it amazing. Like, granted, I like watching comedy. Like, to me, she's been a massive star for a while. But man, after the Tom Brady roast, she just went to another stratosphere. And people that just never knew her comedy know her now. So good for her.
She was great at the roast. Absolutely hilarious.
Plus, with an award ceremony, you're not roasting the people who are winning.
Right.
It's kind of maybe just formatical more so than just busting people's, you know.
Well, and remember, I read the story last week where she was talking about, like she's good at the roast, but, like, she got, like, it takes a mental toll because she's like, I hate being made fun of.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know that's the job, but it's rough. And then also, you got to sit up on the dais and take it from other people as well.
And there's people you like, and we're insulting each other about things you know that are true.
Yeah. Let's see. Do you guys know what dude wipes are?
Dude wipes?
Yeah. It's just a brand for, like, wipes for guys.
All right.
Right? Keeps you a little cleaner. You know what I mean? Use all the backside.
The things we should not flush.
So it's kind of funny. The last episode of Hard Knocks, right? They had one of the rookies. Like, they send them out to get, you know, whatever. Snacks, candy, whatever. Like, you got to remember, those guys are still in camp. So part of it is the linemen, they sent out the Canadian guy that kind of got famous this year as he sang... the Lee Greenwood song, and he had on a Speedo with a bald eagle on it. So they sent him out, right? But you're using this on your backside. And he didn't get the dude wipes, so he doesn't know. So he bought Clorox wipes.
Clorox. Yeah. Bleach.
Right, like, you know the wipes?
Yeah.
But, like, that would not be good on your skin.
That's for a kitchen counter.
That would sting so bad. But he legit didn't know. But they're just like, all right, you use them first.
Oh, no.
Yeah, anyhow. Well, obviously, dude wipes all this, so they're just like, they told all the Bears linemen, like, we'll just send you a bunch. So, but I mean, look, hey, it works. We're talking about
did
it
he
right
wipe
now.
His ass with the Clorox wipe?
No.
Okay.
Now, it's just, he ends up getting cut, because he, I mean, you know.
Because he got just, the Clorox wipes.
It's just funny, because he just legit.
My ass on fire, you're out.
He doesn't know, and the one coach is just like, all right, you use them first. And he's like, what did I do? Wipes or wipes? It's like, no.
No.
You know what I mean? Like. Right, like, obviously the guy doesn't have a kid yet, but you wouldn't use, like, a Clorox wipe in front
of a
baby wipe. So these are basically baby wipes, but you call them dude wipes, and people will use them.
Mm-hmm. Also, 4 years of college does not teach you how to be a human, like a normal life.
It doesn't.
Because you can't afford it.
Last night, I was very excited, and I'm going to get into college football. We're a week away from the NFL. But folks, let's not forget July 4th. Labor Day weekend. It happens.
To be the greatest, it takes a hunger you understand. On September 2nd, watch the greatest competitive eaters go head-to-head for the first time in 15 years in a rematch where winner takes all. Chestnut versus Kobayashi. Unfinished beef. Live only on Netflix.
Unfinished beef. I like that.
Yeah. Mike, you were out for something as I was running the board, and we kept talking about it when Chestnut got banned. And I was like, man, just Kobayashi's been banned for a while. Like, just get him together. And it was like, I swear to God, we didn't even make it through the end of the show. And it's like Netflix was already like, oh, yep, we got him. We're going to do this.
You have to, man.
I mean, look, Kobayashi has been out there, right? He's been eating. He's been training.
Why was he banned?
Same deal. That, the guy that runs the Major League Eating is kind of a D.
Gotcha.
So there's been some issues.
Kind of.
Yeah, right. And look, let's be honest. Like, I know there's some other competitive eaters everybody would know. I know Eric the Red is from here. There's Booker's Badland. There's a few of them. Crazy Legs Conte. I guess I know a lot more of them. The Black Widow.
Wow, wow.
George. Sonia Thomas.
Wow.
Right?
This guy locally.
So basically, I think Kobayashi got some different sponsorships or whatever, and he's like, you're out. But at that same time, remember, Chestnut had just beat him. So it really didn't miss a beat. People were like, Joey Chestnut's the man. So then Chestnut got that other deal. He banned him from this year, July 4th. I did not watch. That was the first year probably in 20 years I haven't watched the hot dog eating contest. So yeah, so it just makes perfect sense. It's like, all right, we'll just have the two top of the game.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, Super Bowl.
Yeah, and you have the two best teams.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to think. There's no equivalent in sports, but it'd be like, let's just look at the last few years. It'd be like if the Chiefs and the Niners were just like, all right, we're just going to play in our own league.
Right. But now you're talking the 1980s Niners against the current Chiefs. Like, you're taking the best version of this against the Eagles.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Joe Montana taking on Patrick Mahomes.
You go like, legends.
Right. That's what this is.
Yeah.
And the current champion.
And I hope they push each other to do massive numbers.
You know they will. You know they will.
Yeah. I still don't know how nobody chokes in that, to be honest with you. That's my big issue. Again, if you give me all day, I could eat a lot of hot dogs. I just can't do it for time. But either way, this weekend, you have that on Monday, but there is some awesome stuff on. Obviously, a lot of people will be at Metallica tonight or Sunday night, but you can also, you know, you can buffer in there with some cool stuff. College football, this is week one. People are back in action.
Yeah.
I know Miles will be up early on Saturday, but also Big Fox, what's it, Big Noon Kickoff will actually be in your hometown of Morgantown.
Woot, woot.
Penn State.
Burn accounts, guys.
West Virginia. It's rare you'll hear me say this, but come on, you Mountaineers.
Well, this is
Penn State.
Penn State's your division.
Right. I was going to say, that's a good one. There's some big massive matchups.
You were right. That Pat McAfee show today was unbelievable.
Yeah, like, I get why they closed
thousands of people. They closed the public schools.
Now, bad news, if you're a Husky fan, you're taking on Weber State. There is a dispute right now between Comcast and the Big Ten Network. So for Husky fans, it's going to be hard to see it. Now, if you're a Cougs fan, even though they kind of lost out on the realignment of conferences, Oregon State and Washington State, they're going to be on CW11 all year long. I was telling Mike, people across the country are going to see Washington State games now on Saturdays.
Yeah.
So you got that going.
It's also cool the Linwood Light Rail will now go down to the stadium. So if you're up north, you can come down, man, get off and walk up the escalators. It don't work.
But there's a lot of big matchups. Clemson, Georgia's tomorrow morning. Don't forget, all weekend, college football does a good job. Sunday, there'll only be one game at 4:30, and I believe that is LSU and SC. Then all there's right. one more game on Monday. So, like, I like that the – like, this is college football. It's like, hey, this is our
weekend.
It's
our launch, yeah.
We're doing this. We're doing that. So you can watch all that stuff. And then High Noon.
High Noon.
On Monday, Netflix, Chestnut, Kobayashi, Unfinished Beef.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate you listening to the Men's Room.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Our top story, we go to Tasmania where people can't even fish anymore. A video has gone viral of a couple out on a boat one morning where at some point one of them caught a fish and brought it onto the boat. Whether it was premeditated or not, the pair felt the need to get it on right there on the water. But our man wanted to make things a little more interesting, see? It's not detailed what exactly transpired, but the man eventually brought the fish into the mix of their lovemaking.
It sounds like an animalized this from a couple days ago.
Yeah, filming the entire session and posting it online. After going viral, the pair were taken into custody and now face bestiality charges. And I know it was on profile this, but I just felt the need to dive a little bit deeper into it, no pun intended. But
yeah.
Depending on where it went, was it rainbow or brown?
Oh. It depends where she put it.
God. I don't know how I would scale that joke.
Oh, wow.
Speckled?
Trying to think about the fish jokes.
Trout don't have scales.
Trout don't have scales?
No.
Basket.
Oh, that explains it.
See, I mean, in particular.
Oh, God.
Quahog. Bumpy.
Alaskan king.
That's right. In other news, down in Australia, one man has admitted to a silly mistake. This feels like somebody on this show would do it. He drove into a neighborhood one day with the intent of purchasing a chest of drawers from one of the residents when he noticed a gorilla statue perched on top of a stump. Seizing opportunity, he swiped the statue and put it in the back of his truck before making his escape, but not before someone in the area snapped a photo that was shown to police. What's more is that his license was suspended at the time of the theft, so he had some added charges to answer for, and he's due in court for the within the next month.
Did you see a picture of the statue?
I did.
I would steal that.
Yes. Exactly.
It was just on a stump?
Yeah, just hanging there.
It's just like it's somebody's yard?
Yeah, it's just a gorilla statue. I can't explain. That's it.
Right, just on top of a stump. It's just its lawn art. He was like, that's a funny gorilla. I'm going to take it.
It was an awesome gorilla, yes.
He was like, it was a silly mistake at the time. I'm like, dude, you're not taking this seriously. Don't act like, oh, yeah, sorry, guys. I feel bad. No, you don't.
He doesn't care.
You don't even have the excuse that you were drunk.
No, I'd be like, Your Honor, it's a gorilla statue.
Right. I wanted it. I took it.
Yeah. That's my whole story.
How old was the guy?
Oh, shoot. I don't know that it actually said how old he was.
A grown man.
Right. Old enough to where he needed a chest of drawers. We go to Connecticut where one man just isn't getting the hint. This is an awful story. 20 years ago, our boy was arrested and served a prison sentence for an inappropriate contact with a minor. He's also been brought in for violating his probation and a couple of public indecency charges. Now he's once again been arrested after someone witnessed him in a local bowling alley where he exposed himself to a couple of young girls in a game room that were with their grandmother.
How does that work for you?
Exactly. The trio left the facility shortly after someone informed the grandmother that they saw the man lurking around them, and it doesn't sound like the young girl saw anything, but they're asking anyone with the count of his actions to come forward. He was basically like, look at my saggy shorts, but there was nothing actually there.
I feel like my story would have been, black man loses his mind to bowling alley, beats a living piss out of some dude, we don't know why.
That's right.
And then when I go, he exposed himself to my children, I go, oh.
No, let him say it. You go ahead. You tell them why it is I beat your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Toronto, where a local zoo averted a crisis. Earlier this week, a volunteer alerted health and safety staff that one of the assets had escaped from its enclosure, an orangutan named Kimbali. Luckily for staff and guests, they regularly run drills on procedures for just such an occasion. Guests were evacuated.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cop.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Our top story, we go to Tasmania where people can't even fish anymore. A video has gone viral of a couple out on a boat one morning where at some point one of them caught a fish and brought it onto the boat. Whether it was premeditated or not, the pair felt the need to get it on right there on the water. But our man wanted to make things a little more interesting, see? It's not detailed what exactly transpired, but the man eventually brought the fish into the mix of their lovemaking.
It sounds like an animalized zest from a couple days ago.
Yeah, filming the entire session and posting it online. After going viral, the pair were taken into custody and now face bestiality charges. And I know it was on profile this, but I just felt the need to dive a little bit deeper into it, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Depending on where it went, was it rainbow or brown?
Oh. It depends where she put it.
I don't know how I would scale that joke.
Oh, wow.
Speckled?
Try to think about the fish jokes.
Trout don't have scales.
Trout don't have scales.
No.
Basket.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah, me in particular.
Oh, God.
Quahog.
Bumpy.
Alaskan king.
Sorry.
In other news, down in Australia, one man has admitted to a silly mistake. This feels like somebody on this show would do it. He drove into a neighborhood one day with the intent of purchasing a chest of drawers from one of the residents when he noticed a gorilla statue perched on top of a stump. Seizing opportunity, he swiped the statue and put it in the back of his truck before making his escape, but not before someone in the area snapped a photo that was shown to police. What's more is that his license was suspended at the time of the theft, so he had some added charges to answer for, and he's due in court for the within the next month.
Did you see a picture of the statue?
I did.
I would steal that.
Yes. Exactly.
It was just on a stump?
Yeah, just hanging there. It's just
like it's somebody's yard?
Yeah, it's just a gorilla statue. I can't explain. That's it.
Right, just on top of a stump. It's just its lawn art. He was like, that's a funny gorilla. I'm going to take it.
It was an awesome gorilla, yes.
He was like, it was a silly mistake at the time. I'm like, dude, you're not taking this seriously. Don't act like, oh, yeah, sorry, guys. I feel bad. No, you don't.
He doesn't care.
You don't even have the excuse that you were drunk.
No, I'd be like, Your Honor, it's a gorilla statue.
Right. I wanted it. I took it.
Yeah. It's my whole story.
How old was the guy?
Oh, shoot. I don't know that it actually said how old he was. But
a grown man.
Right. Old enough to where he needed a chest of drawers. We go to Connecticut where one man just isn't getting the hint. This is an awful story. 20 years ago, our boy was arrested and served a prison sentence for an inappropriate contact with a minor. He's also been brought in for violating his probation and a couple of public indecency charges. Now he's once again been arrested after someone witnessed him in a local bowling alley where he exposed himself to a couple of young girls in a game room that were with their grandmother.
How does that work for you?
Exactly. The trio left the facility shortly after someone informed the grandmother that they saw the man lurking around them, and it doesn't sound like the young girl saw anything, but they're asking anyone with account of his actions to come forward. He was basically like, look at my saggy shorts, but there was nothing actually there.
I feel like my story would have been, black man loses his mind at bowling alley, beats the living piss out of some dude, we don't know why.
That's right.
And then when I go, he exposed himself to my children, I go,
no, no, let him say it. You go ahead. You tell them why it is I beat your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Toronto, where a local zoo averted a crisis. Earlier this week, a volunteer alerted health and safety staff that one of the assets had escaped from its enclosure, an orangutan named Kimbali. Luckily for staff and guests, they regularly run drills on procedures for just such an occasion. Guests were evacuated from the area.
They run drills.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, dude.
They run drills.
What's the threat?
Of an orangutan?
Yes.
If it grabs you and it's angry, it can rip your arms.
They seem so peaceful, Steve.
Agreed. As far as, you know, the
they just have a disposition like a sloth. Right. They're the sloth of the monkey world.
Right. As far as the Planet of the Apes go, like, I'm not going to discount the orangutan's ability at all, but they do seem to be a little bit more on the chill side.
If you watch the first remake of the Planet of the Apes, they're scheming sons of bitches.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
They're swinging under the bridge, and they F people up, man.
The spider monkey gives you a line of coke, right? The orangutan, he's passing a blunt.
That's right. The potential crisis was averted completely as the animal was brought back into captivity without any incident. Gonna roll right into it. Don't care. Men's room sports Mariners are down in L.A. this weekend, taking on the Angels for a 3-game series. First game is tonight at 6:40 on Apple TV. Not Root, Apple TV. With George Kirby on the mound. Same time tomorrow over on Root with Brian Wu. And then wrapping up on Sunday at 1 with Root on Root with Bryce Miller getting the start. You've also got Sounders on tomorrow afternoon at 7:30 on Apple TV against Portland. College football all day long tomorrow. Cougs are playing Portland State at noon on CW. And the Huskies are on at 8 p.m. over on Big Ten Network. And as Ted said, folks using Comcast might need to find a buddy in order to watch that one. As far as your weather, it's going to be the perfect weekend with temperatures dropping right around 60 at night to open up in the low 80s during the days with clear blue skies. Expect some clouds to move in early next week to bring the temperatures down to the mid-70s to start the week. Perfect drinking weather for some wonderful Black Raven Brewing Men's Room IPA. And I'm only going to tell you guys, it is at Lumen Field at this very second for the Metallica concert. In those wonderful 16-ounce cans. Get that bright yellow can out there. And that is it for your headlines. With that, have a great weekend. My
days, guys. Enjoy it. Please be safe.
Yes, indeed. In the meantime, well, I'm going to Metallica. But also, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.